So here's some good reasons why you might want to use clean talk. Probably the first one that comes to my mind is that clean talk can help avoid having your wounds, your shadows, leak out and hurt other people.
Particularly the shadows that would judge somebody and leak out as a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Those can hurt.
Yep. I also don't like having my wounds and shadows visible to other people in the way I speak, because that embarrasses me.
Yep. Yeah, particularly when I'm up in front of a group. As we mentioned earlier, you want to speak effectively and get the results you want. If I'm communicating with someone, there's a reason I'm communicating. There's something that I want. And using clean talk, I'm more likely to get it.
Mm-hmm. And as a facilitator, look, the words that come out of your mouth are what you're selling. They're your bottom line.
Clean talk will help you build trust, whether you're in a client session or in a group, and that trust will make you more successful at what you do.
We'll also be showing you something about how to word coach somebody else. Now, by word coaching, we mean helping other people speak much more cleanly in important situations. And your ability to do this will become something new that you can offer.
Yep. You can add it to your facilitator's resume.
That's right. And although you may want to be careful not to go word coaching your partner or people in close intimate relationships, because that can start quite a fight, let me tell you from personal experience, in professional situations, it's a wonderful skill to be able to help people clean up their language and say what they want to say more cleanly.